Today's been named Safe Haven Sunday by Bishop Callahan. And the main topic of this is a topic that is difficult to preach on. It's uncomfortable to hear. It's a challenge because this is a topic that really should be in a conversation rather than just in a one-sided homily. It's a topic that I think oftentimes we think is better just left unspoken because oftentimes we don't know how to address it. It's something that is becoming, though, more and more prevalent in our society today, and it changes us. It changes us physically, psychologically, mentally, spiritually, and it is something that I think the statistics say 90-some percent of our teenagers have been exposed to in this country, either intentionally or unintentionally. But it is something that is a sin, and it is a lie, and we need to address it. The topic is pornography, and it needs to be addressed in the churches, and it needs to be addressed in the homes. So today is Safe Haven Sunday. And with the resources that we offer today, we hope to give parents this first line of defense against this scourge in our world. Archbishop Chaput, the Archbishop of Philadelphia, writes, "We are living in a season of profound moral turbulence. Our young people are trying to make sense out of the world. They desire to know their identity, who they are, why they are here, why God made them. But they're confused." They did a survey, and 22% of young adults 18 to 24 think that pornography is something that is good for society. 8% of that group think that it is very good for society. That same survey asked, what do you think is more immoral? Immersing yourself in pornography or not recycling? And over half of the young adults say that not recycling is worse than immersing themselves in pornography. And now, yes, we are called to be stewards, good stewards of our world. But pornography is something that eats away at the core of our identity. It eats away at who we are. It ruptures the family. It ruptures the relationship between spouses, between parents and children, between siblings, between friends, between ourselves and God. It ruptures the very social order. Pornography is at the very heart of human trafficking. The state of Minnesota just acknowledged this in an anti-human trafficking law. And I believe it is at one of the core issues in the sexual abuse problem that we continue to fight in our church. It prevents a person from maturing in a healthy manner. It is the cause of divorce in so many families. And it is the cause, I believe, of the lack of vocations to religious life and the priesthood. It has always been a problem from the very beginning of our world, from Adam and Eve. The Greek culture, the Roman culture, they were immersed in this. But today we have something that is very new because technology has made it so easy to be anonymous and so easy to access it. Anyone with a smartphone, anyone with a computer. This used to be a he problem. But not anymore. Today, it is just as effective or just as prevalent among young women as it is young men. It is there, and it is a sin, and it is a lie, and we need to acknowledge it, and we need to speak about it. Because if we shine God's light upon it, then Satan loses his hold of it. So, Safe Haven Sunday has been given to us. It was kicked off last year in the Archdiocese of New Orleans, and this year it has been promoted in many dioceses across the United States. And Bishop Callahan is very much in favor of this. In fact, he has instructed the priests throughout the diocese to preach on this today and to give out these resources. He's seen the effects. He's seen the results. And each year in this program, there will be a new theme and a new set of resources. So the theme for this year is equipped. There are many resources that are detailed. You will receive a book and a prayer card. The prayer card is St. Joachim and Anne, Mary's mother and father. In the resources is a 7-day email challenge for parents to text or to go online and to receive these supports. Parents, please take time to familiarize yourself, to look at this with new eyes. It's there. And if it's not affecting your child, it's affecting their friends. And it is affecting all of us. Lent is a time for us to attack all sin in our lives. Our gospel today shows us three basic ingredients of sin, and we can tie them in to this sin of pornography as well very easily. What is sin other than it takes goods and it twists them and contorts them and makes them not to be used as God desires? Pornography is a sin that takes the good of human sexuality, the good of who we are as men and women, and it corrupts it. First, we see the desire of the flesh. These three things are in any sin. The desire of the flesh. In Genesis, we read that the tree was good for food. And so Satan comes to Jesus after he is tempted in the desert. Command these rocks to become bread. And Jesus' reply, man does not live on bread alone. But the word here is desire. We all know that we need food. But this is more than a need. This is an overdriving seeking, an overdriving craving for that food. It is something that encompasses all we have and focuses us only on that. The second temptation is the desire of the eyes. In Genesis, we read, the tree was pleasing to the eyes. And in our gospel, Satan takes Jesus up and he shows him all of the kingdoms of the world, all of the power, all of the glory. Again, beautiful and great things. But the temptation is to possess it, is to have it for myself, is to use those things to serve me, my needs, my wants, my desires. And when we follow those things, pretty soon they own us and we become slaves to them. And Jesus tells us, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God alone. Him alone shall you serve. The third temptation, the pride of life. Again, in Genesis, we read that the tree was desirable for attaining wisdom. Satan tells Adam and Eve, you certainly will not die if you eat from the tree. It is a sin of the arrogance of pride and ambition. It is a desire for control and power. Satan says to Christ, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from this parapet. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. And with their hands he will support you, lest you strike your foot against a stone. And Christ's reply to this third temptation, this third lie of Satan, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Each one of us has our own story. But we need to understand that story in wisdom. We need to understand who we are, why we are here, and who we are called to be. Saints. That's the only failure in this world, is if we fail to become a saint, because a saint is simply someone who is in heaven, in God's presence for all eternity. So we see the damage that pornography can cause in our world. We see all three tenets of sin immersed in this sin of pornography. The resources of Safe Haven Sunday can help us to overcome this. They can help us to grow as individuals. They can help us to grow as families in this world, so that we can grow as a family in the world to come. And so either our knights or our jaywalkers, I'm not sure who, but somebody, after the collection, will have these books to hand out. We'll have them for the jaywalkers over in the hall afterwards. So one book for each family. There's a book and a prayer card. Please take these, parents, grandparents, take this resource with you. Use it for what it's meant to be, to give you another arrow in your battle against sin.
The announcements. Coffee and rolls will be served after the 10 a.m. Mass this Sunday in the Fellowship Hall at St. John's. Please come join us. Bingo will be held this Monday at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall at St. John's. The Joint Parish and Finance Council will meet this Thursday in the Fellowship Hall at 5 p.m. at St. John's. There will be an 8 a.m. Saturday Mass at St. John's during Lent. Jaywalkers will meet in the hall following Mass today. Please join us for the Norwegian Singers at 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday at St. Gabriel's School. Script will be sold after Mass.
So coffee and rolls are available after Mass, so please come over, run them out. That'd be great. If you need some energy to go out and shovel some of this water that's out, I guess it's snow, but feels like water. And I believe there's also on Wednesday evening there will be an Education Commission meeting as well.